Lewis, guess what? Deutsche Bank just reported its highest second quarter pre-tax profit in almost two decades. That's a big deal, right?
I see. So what's driving this turnaround? The article mentions litigation charges dropping sharply. Let me see. They released 85 MN in legal provisions this quarter compared to 1 euro 0.3 BN last year. That must be a huge difference.
Exactly, and with the legal battle over its Postbank acquisition finally settling, they're seeing real gains. Their shares jumped 8.6% to 28.69 euros, which is their highest level since 2015.
Wow, that is so cool. The CEO, Christian Sewing, said they're on track to meet their 2025 targets and even raise capital distributions to shareholders beyond that. That kind of long-term planning is impressive.
Agreed, but they do face some challenges. The CFO, James von Moltke, mentioned regulatory changes coming in 2033 that could increase risk-weighted assets and push capital ratios below required thresholds. That could be a problem.
Right, but he also said they could materially reduce or eliminate the impact through things like securing ratings for unrated corporate clients. That makes sense, because under the new rules, unrated corporate borrowers are considered much more risky.
And their efficiency is improving too. The cost-income ratio dropped to 62.3% in the first half of 2025 from 78.1% a year earlier. Management is targeting a full-year ratio of less than 65%.
That's a significant improvement. All divisions except retail banking achieved a return on tangible equity above the bank's 10% target. The investment bank contributed about a third of their 7.8 BN in second quarter revenues.
The investment bank saw an 11% rise in fixed income and currency trading revenues, which was boosted by market volatility around US trade policy uncertainty.
But originations and advisory revenue dropped 29% as clients postponed deals, especially in Europe. That led to market share losses to US rivals, though they still expect slight revenue growth in the second half as deferred transactions close.
And the corporate bank reported a 1% decline in revenues due to narrowing deposit margins and a stronger euro. The depreciation of the US dollar had a more pronounced negative impact than the benefits it provided through reduced expenses.
Still, von Moltke said there's a reasonable chance they could meet their 32 BN full-year revenue target, both on a currency-adjusted basis and in reported terms. That gives me confidence they're managing these challenges well.